Rosemary led the way through an archway into another room with larger desks and no students or teachers. "Run out of thirders?" Jinsler asked. "They must be on a field trip," she said, crossing over to a larger desk in the corner and peering down at a data pad lying there. "Yes, they're down in the nursery today, learning about the proper care and feeding of babies." "Sounds like fun," Jinsler commented. "The nursery's on 6, the next dreadnought down," Presser's voice said. Jinsler turned, vaguely surprised to see the Guardian walking behind him. "There's less solar radiation down there, so that's where all the pregnant women and those with children under 3 are housed. And their families too, of course," Rosemary added. "We'd all move down there except that it suffered so much damage in the battle that there's less usable space for people to live in. And besides, Director Ulyar doesn't want us living too close to Rosemary!" Presser cut her off sharply. Rosemary flushed. "Sorry."
"Sorry for what?" Jinsler asked.
"So, did you really want to see the school?" Presser asked. "Or was this just an excuse to get away from Ulyar and his ranting?"
"Mostly the latter," Jinsler conceded.
"He seems so angry."
"Wouldn't you be?" Presser countered. "The universe turned upside down, with everything you'd planned to do with your life suddenly cut off at the knees?"
"I suppose," Jinsler said.
"Did you really hate your sister?" Evelyn asked.
Jinsler looked down at the girl. She was gazing up at him, her eyes steady, her face expressionless.
"Yes," he said. "Does that frighten you?"
"Why should it frighten me?" she asked.
"Maybe you're wondering if I hate all Jedi," Jinsler suggested. "Maybe you're wondering if I hate you."
"No," Presser bit out before Evelyn could answer. "Whatever you're thinking, stop it right now. There's absolutely nothing special about her."
Jinsler frowned.
"I just meant..."
"No," Presser said. "You're imagining things. Leave it alone, you hear me?"
"I hear you," Jinsler said quietly.
"But you're making a mistake."
"You just keep your mouth shut," Presser said.
"You hear me?"
Jinsler sighed to himself.
"Yes, I won't mention it again."
"Why did you hate your sister?"
Evelyn asked.
"She was my older sister," Jinsler said. "We lived on Coruscant, pretty much in the shadow of the Jedi Temple. My parents worked there, in fact, as maintenance engineers on the electrical equipment. My parents adored Jedi. Adored them, honored them, practically worshipped them, in fact."
"Did the Jedi return the affection?" Presser asked.
Jinsler snorted. "What makes you think the grand, exalted Guardians of the Republic even noticed a couple of lowly workers scurrying around beneath their feet?" He shook his head. "But that didn't matter to my parents. They still loved the Jedi, and they thought the greatest thing in the universe would be if they could have a Jedi child of their own. As soon as each of their children was old enough, they hustled us over there and had them run us through the tests."
"Was your sister the only one who made it?" Rosemary asked.
Jinsler nodded.
"Right at 10 months, he said. "It was the happiest day of my parents' life."
"How old were you when that happened?"
Evelyn asked.
"I wasn't even born yet," Jinsler said. "Parents weren't allowed to even see their children once they'd been taken into the temple, and my parents lost their jobs. Still, they would hang around outside and finagle a glimpse of her every once in a while as she passed by. I was 4 when I first saw her."
"The same age I was when I first met her," Presser murmured.
Jinsler blinked. "You remember her?"
"Of course," Presser said. "Jedi Lorana, we called her."
"What, I look too young to you?"
"No, of course not," Jinsler said. "It's just that so much has happened since then that it seems like, you know. Anyway, when I was 4, they brought me to the temple. The Jedi were coming out for some kind of public holiday. We waited and waited, and then, finally, there she was."
"What happened?" Rosemary asked. "Did she talk to you?"
"No," Jinsler told her. "The Jedi who was with her spotted us and leaned over to say something.
She looked in our direction, hesitated a second, and then the two of them turned and headed off. She never even got within 10 meters of us.
That must have been disappointing, Rosemary murmured.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Jinsler said. But not with my parents. Even as she disappeared into the crowd of Jedi, I could feel them practically swimming in love and respect and adoration. None of it, of course, directed at me.
But they loved you too, didn't they? Evelyn asked.
I don't know, Jinsler told her quietly. I'm sure they... I think they tried, but...
The whole time I was growing up, it was clear that Lorana was the real center of their universe. Setting a standard none of the rest of you could ever live up to, Rosemary said.
Not a chance in the galaxy, Jinsler agreed tiredly.
Did you ever see her again? Rosemary asked. Lorana, I mean.
I saw her a couple more times at the temple, Jinsler told her. Always at a distance, of course.
He looked away. I don't want to talk about that. For a long moment, no one spoke. It was Presser who eventually broke the silence.
We should get back to the others, he said, his voice sounding odd. Ulyar is suspicious enough of us as it is.